took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain.
Well, hello. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I am here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues, your issues and my issues, with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, have group prayer, and I assign a new task at the end of the broadcast each day, and it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is, what do you do when life demands more than you have to give? What do you do when life demands more from you than you feel you have to give? Our scripture for today comes from Genesis 29, verses 18 through 30. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, and even hear prior powerful morning motivation broadcasts on my website, and that ministry website is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 29, verses 18 through 30, and I am reading from the KJV. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy young daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days, for the love he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. In other words, a wedding for our times. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, pay attention to that, and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for an handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he, meaning Jacob, said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. In other words, to get Rachel, you'll have to now serve me another 7 years. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he, meaning Jacob, went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. What is our topic for this morning? Come on and say it with me. All the lines are muted. No one can hear you. What do you do when life demands more than you have to give? In today's scripture, we saw Jacob at that very point in life. For 7 years, he had worked, sweated for Rachel, what he considered to be his blessing, what God had ordained for him. And remember, this is Old Testament times. So back in those days, there was no bulldozer, no machinery, no cars. There were no automated robots and all of these things to help you out. There was no social media to tweet and ask someone to come and give you some help. For 7 years, he worked like a dog, as we say in today's times, to obtain this blessing, only to get to the point where the blessing was right there in front of him, but not receive it unless he would exert the same effort for 7 more years. Now, surely Jacob had to be tired. He had to be exhausted. He'd done everything that he was supposed to do only to get to that place of blessing and be knocked down, only to get to that place and be told that what you've done is not enough, that what you've given is insufficient, that what you offer is not worthy. So he's at that fork in the road, and surely he had to think within himself, I don't have any more to give. I don't have 7 more years to give. All of this just for this particular thing, all of this for this woman, all of this for this job, all of this for this promotion, all of this for my children. I've given everything already. I've given my best, and now you want more? But instead of giving up, Jacob decided that the end goal, the vision, the blessing was worth it. So he reached deep, deep down within himself and pulled out the strength that he probably really did not even realize he had, because what he was working for was worth it. And I came to encourage you this morning that this is what you must do. This is what I must do. When life seems to demand of us more than we have to give, that instead of giving up, instead of surrendering, instead of waving the white flag, instead of acquiescing, instead of falling into depression, instead of walking around with a mindset, we can't get this, we're not worthy of that, we won't be anything, we might as well give up, you really have to reach deep, 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 deep down within yourself. Find your second wind. I mean, you got to go below the skin surface, below the epidermis, below the dermis. You got to get down below the joints and get down into the marrow, get down into the fascia, get down into the capillaries, go down into the organs, down into the cells, into the nucleus of your being. Because everything that you are fighting for is worth it. When you want that job and you want that promotion, but they've already asked you to work over, and maybe you're salaried, you're not even getting overtime, but you know that it's worth it, you got to find that strength. When you're in your marriage or your relationship, and adversity is coming against you, or maybe you're disrespecting one another, whatever it is that seems like the marriage is worth giving up, the relationship is worth giving up, you got to reach deep down and find what it was that attracted you to your husband, attracted you to your wife, attracted you to your girl, attracted you to your man. You got to find that again, because it was worth it. When your children, you've done everything for them to prepare a life, a legacy, to fix things so that they could have everything that you never had. The opportunity to go to college, you've set everything up. The opportunity to go to the military, the opportunity to have a new home, the opportunity to have a new car. Maybe you've even bought them some of this, only to see them get caught up in the wrong crowd, get arrested, get involved with drugs, do all these things that you know they didn't have to do because you gave them everything. Satan will come and tell you give up on them, but you got to say, I can't give up now. I've come too far. I got to fight for my children because it's worth it. When your own sanity, your own peace, is disturbed, when you find yourself angry, or when you find yourself sick, when you find yourself broke, when you find yourself depressed, when you find yourself feeling like giving up, you must reach deep, deep down. You can't give up now, because you're worth it. You're worth it. You're worth it. Hallelujah. So what do? When life demands more than you have to give, you don't surrender, but you remember the word. In 2 Timothy 3:12, the word told us that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Not you might, not potentially, not maybe, but you shall. In other words, adversity, hostility, war will come. It's just part of living this life. But you don't give up now just because life is demanding something from you. 2 Timothy 2:3 told us that we should endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. What do you do when life demands more than you feel you have to give? You don't give up. You stand your ground and endure the hardness because you know that your victory is nigh. Your life is hidden in the Lord, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved us. That there's nothing impossible for God, that the promises of God are yes and amen, that God seeks to bless you. He wants to bless you. He desires to bless you, and he has already blessed you. Hallelujah. What do? When life demands more than you have to give, you go for broke. You risk everything in an all-out effort because what you're seeking is worth it. You dig in your heels. You stand there, and you refuse to give up. You are not one that surrenders. Come on and magnify the Lord wherever you are. Begin to clap your hands and say, I won't give up now. Nobody can hear you on this broadcast. The lines are muted. Say, I won't give up now. I've come too far to turn around. Speak that into the atmosphere. I won't give up now. I've come too far to turn around. As a matter of fact, just speak to Satan this morning and say, you can't have my blessing. Tell him you can't have my children. You can't have my wife. You can't have my husband. Come on now. You can't have my relationship. You can't have my finances. You can't have my job. You can't have my peace. You can't have my happiness. You can't have my healing. You can't have my victory. Hallelujah. Let's get ready and go into prayer. I'm full right now, but we only got 15 minutes. My soul, hallelujah, loves Jesus. Glory. My soul, hallelujah, Lord, loves you, Jesus, glory. My soul loves Jesus, and I bless your name all day, Lord. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm all off key because I'm so full. I love you, Jesus. Good Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we are praising your holy name. Lord, we're honoring you this morning. Father, we come asking the forgiveness of every sin. We ask you to cleanse us right now. We ask you, Lord, to wash us and make us white as snow. For everyone on this broadcast, I come in agreement this morning that we will not give up now, but that we will stand our ground. We will claim back everything that we surrendered. We will take back everything that we gave up. We will resurrect life in every situation and blessing that we aborted. Father, that we will understand that we are covered by your blood. We are living under your anointing. We are resting in your power. And God, that there is nothing too hard for you. There is no situation that can come upon us that you cannot handle victoriously, successfully, for our glory and for your glory. Help us, Lord, giving up so easily. Help us, Lord, to stop surrendering our blessings so easily. Help us, Lord, to stop giving up our marriages, stop giving up our relationships, stop giving up our children, stop giving up our jobs, stop giving up our families, stop giving up our finances, stop giving up our peace, stop giving up, Lord, because we serve you. We're already on the winning team. Lord, this morning, no matter what everyone on this broadcast is going through, for those who are listening live, for those who will listen later, I ask you to encourage them, not only to not give up, but to wait on the Lord and be of a good courage, knowing that you shall strengthen their heart. Help them to wait on you. Help them to run this race. Help them to put on the whole armor of God. Help them to realize that the power of life and death rests in their tongue, to quit speaking defeat. Quit speaking defeat. To quit speaking defeat. To quit speaking defeat. But to begin to open their mouths and speak victory. Speak victory. Speak victory. Come on, as we're in prayer right now, call out whatever it is that you need from God and speak victory. If you need a job, speak victory. Say, I have that job. If you need your marriage restored, speak victory. Say, my marriage is restored. If you need your joy back, speak victory. Say, I have my joy back. If you need your peace back, speak victory. Say, I have my peace back. Whatever it is that you need. If you need your children back, if they're incarcerated, if they're on drugs, whatever the situation is, if you're going through legal situations, legal battles, speak victory. Say, I have my children back. I refuse to wave the white flag any longer. I refuse to abort my blessings, to give them up to foster care, to adoption. Come on. But everything that's mine, I'm taking it back in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord for that victory this morning. Stay in that spirit of praise as I open it up for all to call. For anyone listening to this broadcast who is not saved, for anyone listening to this broadcast who's backslidden, or you've doubted God, you've become discouraged, you've given up, whatever you find yourself in, repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come this morning in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. Lord, I ask you to come into my life. Be my Savior. Lord, I rededicate my life to you. Now I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, say amen and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Make sure you're going to church. Make sure you're going to Bible study. Come here with me and meet me for breakfast Monday through Friday, because this word will help you to be strengthened. Woo! I'm tired of giving up. Aren't you tired of giving up? Aren't you tired of letting Satan just walk all over you and have the victory? No, I'm going to dig in my heels. I'm going for broke for what is mine. In the name of Jesus. Let me give you our announcement, and I'm going to give you the task for today. My soul is full. I felt that thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember that I am now taking your prayer requests and your Bible questions live on air on Fridays. But I need you to go ahead and enter them, hallelujah, on my website before Friday, because the broadcast is only 15 minutes, so that they will be ready. So if you got a prayer request, if you got a testimony, or if you got a question about something that you're going through and how the Bible applies to that, please just go into my website, feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Then go to the morning motivation page, and there's a link there where you can type it in. You don't even have to put your name. But please go ahead and do it today, so that on Friday they're ready. And on Friday I will read them on air. I'll answer your questions. Then I really get into some deep intercessory prayer to take you all the way through the weekend. So go to feeldfire.com, the morning motivation page. Enter your prayer requests, your testimonies, and your questions, because we're breaking every chain in your life and in my life and in the lives of those I love. The second announcement is to make sure that you go back and listen to yesterday's broadcast from our Triple Threat Tuesdays. You know, I do two broadcasts then, where you get motivated, get educated, and get heard. The get motivated was the morning motivation broadcast. The get educated and get heard was the broadcast sponsored by my law office, which is the You Be the Jury. So I educate you, and then I hear from you, because I have callers from all over the nation who call in on air about that night's topic. We hash it out. They have differing views. We deliberate just like a jury and come up with resolutions and a verdict. It was really awesome. Last night we dealt with police ambush, the ambushing and killing of police. And the callers talked about racial injustice. They talked about vigilante justice. They talked about a kill or be killed mentality that some African-American males have now. And we had people on both sides of the fence, differing viewpoints, and it was awesome. So you can access my law office site from the motivation, morning motivation page of fieldfire.com, or you can go to the law office site, callrossywilliams.com, and go to the outreach page. That's CallRawsiWilliams.com. Well, our topic for this morning was, what do you do when life demands more from you than you have to give, or that you feel you have to give? And the answer is that you reach way, 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 way down and find your second wind and never give up. So our task for today is for you to go back to everything you gave up, everything you aborted, everything that you surrendered, everything, every blessing, every person that was yours, and you just let it go. And you go take it back this morning. I didn't say wait for it. I said take it back, because the victory is already yours. And the second part of the task is that you share that encouragement with someone else who you know, whether it's on your job, your family, friends, whomever, who you know is going through something today. And maybe they're about to give up. You encourage them that they have more inside of them and that they can make it. You can also refer them to hear this broadcast. Just tell them to go to feelthefire.com from their web, from their phone, their desktop, and on the homepage. It will tell them to go to the Morning Motivation page to hear today's topic. Meet me for breakfast this morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. I'll see you for it. Call in. 870-418-323.